Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our Origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And exhale. MG, Origin is over for another year. And what a series it was.
Oh, man, what an epic, epic series it was. We saw heroics from both teams. We saw players putting their bodies on the line constantly. If ever you didn't think that these rugby league players earn every cent they get, watch that series again. It was freaking unbelievable.
And last night taught us that there is absolutely no such thing as a dead rubber in State of Origin.
No, we knew Queensland were after a bit of an ambush, and they produced one. New South Wales, after that first half heroic performance, 71% of ball Queensland had. We had 29% of ball, but yet we still led. But you got the feeling that Queensland were always going to come back, didn't you?
Yeah, that defensive stint on New South Wales' own line was outstanding. We've got the full highlights from that game coming up in the show tonight. We'll also give you the latest on our World Cup bet. We'll speak to Adam McDougall to explain. We're going to ask the question, what is the optimum number of days players should be taking off after a State of Origin game? Because the Roosters and the Panthers have both ruled out all of their Origin reps from this weekend's games.
Interesting.
Absolutely. But MG, next.
There's an elephant in the corner.
We have to talk about Wally.
In the room, there's one right here.
Wally Lewis, the medal for the best player of the series. It was awarded to Billy Slater, a player from a losing team who didn't even play in game one.
Yeah, and I disagree with it. Billy Slater shouldn't have gotten it. In fact, no Queensland player shouldn't have gotten it because I think they lost a series. And if a player on a losing team has such an impact, they should have won the series, I think. And after this break, I'll tell you how to eliminate all the outrage.
Oh, 133.53. Who do you think should have won the Wally Lewis medal? We'll speak to the New South Wales players to get their thoughts. But up next on the Rush Hour with MG, the big fella is going to fix the medal voting process for us. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We do the Rush Hour with MG for Tui's New, the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui New cans. They have achieved their task to help this young team bring home a series victory. These wise words of wisdom from people like yourself, Freddie, Hindy, Blocker, that have adorned the cans, have got the series win. You can get your limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new cans today from a bottle shop near you. They will not be around for much longer. MG, let's do this.
Trending now.
There's only one thing that's trending now, and let's preface it off the top, MG, by saying...
Let's have a qualifier. Yeah.
Two qualifiers for mine.
Yep.
Firstly, congratulations to Billy Slater.
Yes.
A wonderful career from at a rep level.
Yes.
A fantastic bloke, a tremendous ambassador for the sport of rugby league.
Yes.
Secondly...
Yep.
No one here in this studio is questioning the integrity of Laurie Daly, Mal Meninga and Darren Lockyer, the men who selected the medal winner.
No way.
Or their capacity to judge who was best on ground in a particular game.
No.
We are not questioning either of those things.
Well said. I'm questioning the process. I'm questioning the process where we want to eliminate anything going forward like this ever happens again. And the way to do that is to change the rules. Make it known to those voting, i.e. the three men you just mentioned, that boys, we want the highest polling player from the winning, hear that, winning team as our award winner. So basically, if it's under my system, if my proposed system, Todd, if you're listening, that after the series victory last night from New South Wales, all Queensland players' names dissolve on the computer.
Okay.
So you go to the top polling New South Wales player, and that's the player who wins the player of the series.
So for those,
so no one from the losing teams even can qualify for the right to do it, because if they've played such good footy, they wouldn't have lost the series.
For those that don't know, currently the system as it is at the moment, those three selectors,
yes,
all give 4, 3, 2, and 1 votes.
Yes,
in every game. So the maximum amount of votes a player can get in one game is 12 votes.
Yep.
And the maximum amount, if they were to be the best player on the ground in all three matches, would be 36 votes.
Mm-hmm.
You're suggesting that once those votes are tallied at the end of game three,
yep,
the losing side, Queensland in this case, would, yep, have all the... A red line would be put through all those players, and whoever's at the top of the tree...
I I don't know why they haven't learnt from the NRL proper, where the grand final day, Clive Churchill Medal's been around since 1986. Sterlo was the first recipient of it. 1991, we won the comp. Roy Simmons, two tries. Should have got man of the match. Should have got Clive Churchill. Brad Clyde got it. 2 years later, Brad McKay against the Broncos for St George. He got it. 2013, DCE, playing for Manly against the Roosters. He got it. They should never... If they played such a bloody good game in a losing grand final, don't you think they should have won the grand final?
133353, we asked for your thoughts on the saga. Who do you think should have been player of the series? Paul and Coogee.
Good evening, guys.
Morning, Paulie.
Mate, I got to tell you, ineligibility for the losing team is an absolute must, and a very good morning to you, MG.
it's been a big night, mate.
James Tedesco, Cook, Cordner, or Cleary were clearly eligible for that award and performed valiantly, and so did a good list of other Blues players as well. I, unfortunately, must question the integrity of two of the guys selecting the Wally Lewis medal, because one of them is Slater's former coach and the other is a former teammate who gifted him a wonderful little retirement present. Even Billy Slater was surprised when he received the medal. He stood there on television and said, well, gee, I said all I thought I was going to have to say tonight. They were his exact words when he was presented with it.
Yeah, he was surprised.
I still don't think... I take your point, Paul, and obviously Paul agrees with your idea of ineligible if you're not in the winning side. We reiterate here, we are not questioning the integrity of those three men.
Well, you can't, because they've got such a great stance in the game, and I don't think sentiment played any part in it.
No.
I think because New South Wales had such a solid series... that they shared a lot of the points.
Lots of calls coming through. Hey, Paul, we got a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt heading your way. Reed in Lane Cove. Reed, who do you think should have won the medal?
Hey, boys, how you going?
Hey,
going
Reed.
Mate, across all three games, how can you really go past James Tedesco? Usually, he put in a Class A performance every single time he put on the blue jumper. Yep. He single-handedly picked apart the Queenslanders in game one. And in all games, he didn't make any errors. He made that cover tackle on Kalen Ponga in game two. That's pretty much sealed up the series for us at that point, because they were on the comeback. And in game three, he was solid again. He was making runs. He looked dangerous every time he touched the ball. And he made that many metres over the course of all three games, and tries as well. Mm. I don't know how Billy Slater got the award at the end of the night. It just made no sense. He played two games and not three.
Mm.
And to me, it's just a biased decision. Like, I mean, you know, it's his last game. Of course, they're going to send him off like Paul said before, send him off with a little gift. Here's your Wally Lewis medal. And, you know, and it's got the fairy tale type ending, even though they lost the series. It just makes no sense.
Reed, we'll send a Stay Random Sydney T your way as well, MG.
Let's go down to the gong. Beautiful, the Wollongong. Let's speak to Tony. Good morning. What am I saying good morning
I don't
morning
know why you're saying good morning. You're going back to your breakfast radio days.
Back to breakfast
good
radio.
Evening, Tony.
I've had 2 hours sleep. Sorry, mate.
Put the cornflakes away, mate.
How are you, Tone?
Yeah, not too bad. Listen, what I think is... it's either Cordner or Tedesco for me.
Mm.
Cordner was the best player in the top two players in every game.
Yep.
He got man of the match in the second, so that gives him 12 votes. If he picks up nine in the other game, nine or 12 or even six, he's up around 18-20 votes. He would have had to have picked up six or eight votes last night, so there's no possible way Slater could have picked up 30 votes.
Yeah.
Over those two games.
Yeah, mathematically impossible under that system, Tony. Stay Random Sydney T-shirt heading your way as well. I think, look, actually, I was down at the reception at the staff of the New South Wales players today.
Yes.
They brought the shield home. Up next, we'll play you the audio of who they thought should have been the New South Wales player of the series.
They should know.
Put that question to them. But this is what assistant coach Greg Alexander had to say about Wally Lewis medal going to Billy Slater.
You know, we had some great players, and I might be biased. I thought James Tedesco was the best fullback in the series. His game in Melbourne was one of the all-time great Origin performances. I thought Tom Trbojevic throughout the series was fantastic. He was our man of the match last night. Jake Trbojevic was our man of the match in game two. Both those boys had a big influence on the series, and New South Wales won the series. James Maloney was good. Damien Cook had an outstanding series as a player on debut. So it is what it is. It's three men picking who they thought was the most influential, and a lot of people, I guess, don't agree with it, but it doesn't bother me.
All right. 1-3-5-3. We're going to keep taking your calls.
Yeah.
It's a big story.
Lots of T-shirts on offer.
But up next, let's find out who the New South Wales players thought was player of the series. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The morning after Game 3, Queensland winning Game 3, but New South Wales winning the series in MG.
So you're saying the morning as well.
Oh, God. The evening after.
What is it?
I don't know what's going on. It has been a long day. But we're talking about the Wally Lewis medal, won by Billy Slater. Couple of things. We're still taking your calls. Peter from Peakhurst, we'll get to you in just a moment. Todd Greenberg spoke to the media today about this issue because it's been called into question.
Just before you go any further,
yeah.
I watched that press conference.
Mm.
Please, can we have microphones on the reporters who are asking the question? Because all we see today was Todd Greenberg and Peter Beattie going, nodding their head, and then they answer a question. We don't know the context. What was the question?
Well, look, he did answer some of the questions, and he did concede that the system, the voting system, might need reviewing, saying potentially yes, which is why if we have to review it, we will have a look at it. So he's conceding that maybe the review system, that the voting system which led to Billy Slater winning it, isn't right. Because MG... doesn't reward consistency across the series.
Well, it does in a way.
It rewards standout performances.
It does, but also I don't mind the system. I just eliminate the losing team from the voting as soon as the series is over.
And here's the other thing that the NRL could do is just show the votes that were given so that we can understand them. Now, Todd Greenberg has said they won't be doing that because it wouldn't be fair.
I don't mind transparency.
It wouldn't be fair on the three judges.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, what he also said was he doesn't know of any other medium in which they do reveal the votes. He said, we don't do it in the Daily M's.
Well, yeah. Well, I think he's just, he was a bit frazzled and frazzled.
Because they do it in the Daily M's. They show the full voting system. Smith medal in the AFL grand final is the same sort of system. Five judges vote on a 5-4-3-2-1 basis, and those votes are then published in full.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't think if you ask the three judges, they'd mind their votes being made public.
I don't think so either. I think in a day and age when there's a lot of betting going on in games and stuff, we need transparency in it.
Absolutely. That's the other element. A lot of money put on this stuff, and when it's hidden behind closed doors,
yep,
it gets people very suspect. Peter in Peakhurst, what are your thoughts on the Wally Lewis medal saga?
Hey, fellas, go the Blues.
Hey there, Pedro.
So what I was saying, I reckon at the start of the tournament, Kevin Wallace said to Ben Hunt, "That's your series, like it's your team for the next 5 years."
Yep.
I think Maloney should have that on top of his head now. It should be his team for the next 5 years. He should have got the medal because Luke Hughes was going to take his place, and he showed everyone that. That is his team. The Blues should be his team for the next 5 years for sure.
Well said, brother. And I saw a stat today, something like New South Wales scored 7 tries in the Origin series and Maloney set 5 of them up.
And
he had a great series.
Who knows, if he hadn't been sent off for those 10 minutes, maybe, and we don't know because they won't make the votes public, he might have been 10 minutes shy of having enough. Hey, we've got lots of calls. We can't get to them all. Apologies. We are talking about the Wally Lewis medal saga, but MG, the people that almost matter most in this are the New South Wales players. They won the series. They were victorious. They brought the Shield back to New South Wales today.
And that's gone by the by, hasn't it?
It has to an extent. And we should be celebrating it. But I was down there at the reception this afternoon, and I asked them. I got around to a bunch of them, asking who they thought was the player of the series. Just keep an ear out for the captain, Boyd Cordner, who sounds like he's a little bit under the weather.
Mate, we'll have to come across, our captain, obviously Boyd Cordner, but there's a few boys you can pinpoint, mate, and they just played out, staying out of their skin, and you can't really pinpoint it down to obviously one person,
Oh, it was a tough one, I thought Teddy played really well, I thought my brother did some good stuff, Boyd Cordner was awesome, there was a great performance, and that's what's really good about it, everyone performed really well, and that's why we won in the end.
Look, there's a few boys I've come straight to the top of my head. James Tedesco, Tom Trbojevic, you know, them two boys played awesome all three games, and yeah, good win to them.
For me, without doubt, Boyd Cordner. I think he led from the front. He inspirational, mate, and he did everything that it took. And yeah, he's our captain, mate, and he stepped up. And I think that for him to bring the series back to New South Wales is a massive effort from him. And mate, a lot of the time we were in trouble, and he got us out of it. So yeah, probably Boyd Cordner for me.
So yeah, it's pretty comprehensive that Boyd Cordner was the New South Wales player man of the series.
Well, the players know. The players are the ones who stand next to these guys on the field in 80 minutes of brutality. So they know who their favourite and best player is.
Got to thank the team again. They were very generous with their time. And there's some great videos with some interviews you should check out on our Instagram page at Rush Hour Triple M. Coming up, we've got the PM's reaction to Origin MG.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
We know how Malcolm loves his rugby league.
He loves his rugby.
Plus, an update on our World Cup bet.
It's gone now.
Oh, is it though? This is the Rush Hour with MG.
Paddy Keane.
Series 104.9 Triple M.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Has it Maloney away to...
Oh, no!
Deja vu. We've been here before.
13 on 12. Here's Hutt. He's going to go for a little run himself here as he runs down the middle, then throws to his left to Munster. Munster.
Goes to Munster. Go to Ivic. He puts the foot down. Go to Ivic. Hutt's not going to get it. 40 to go. 30 to go.
Cook throws left to Cleary. Dummies on the inside and almost slipped them. Just held on to by Kafusi and Hess. They're almost giving away another penalty.
Go, Cook. Go,
Hutt. Yes.
New South Wales get their second try and hit the lead with 12 men in the first half.
Four, Hook and Clemmer with the tackle. Play back to Hutt. He throws to the right to Cherry Evans. Runs a diagonal. Yes. Into the Philly. Two and one out the chambers. Now to Hutt. Dives over. Plants it down to the corner. And we are all tied up, baby.
Ooh,
now the next play. Munster cuts them open. Now draws them in. Gives it to Cooper. Inside pass to Cherry Evans. Puts the foot down. Just to the right of the post, Cook jumps out to his left, throws to Maloney.
It is
a long, bloody pass. Magnificent intercept by Daniel Holmes. He dived up, he reached as high as he could, and he plucked it out of the air.
It was like a seal at Taronga Zoo.
It's over. Siren set.
Yeah.
Queensland 18, New South Wales 12.
What about that? What about that catch from Valentine Holmes? That was an all or nothing play.
Can we throw Valentine Holmes another intercept in an Origin game? Like, how many, 28 have we thrown in this series?
Freddie backs the players in to go for it.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
He backs them in.
Unless it wasn't Maloney this time. The old Jimmy was the other Jimmy.
Yeah.
Tedesco.
Now, MG, we love hearing from the experts when State of Origin's around.
It's like we said then from our Triple M call team.
Absolutely. We love hearing from the call team. But there's only one person we love hearing from more.
Yeah.
Our Prime Minister.
Our fearless leader.
Malcolm Turnbull. Now, we're not suggesting Malcolm didn't watch the game.
I'm suggesting he didn't.
Some of his responses sound like...
He's been worded up.
Here is Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull responding to last night's Origin game.
Queensland deserved to win. They dominated the game. They dominated in possession and in territory. I think it was a spectacular game.
Dominated.
Get him on a footy panel.
Possession and territory. Hold on, there's more. Oh. Here we go. This was his second comment.
Those two... intercept tries were two of the most spectacular tries you could ever hope to see, and to see one for each side was amazing.
Yeah, thanks, Mal. I might get him a question time and just say, order, yeah, and jump behind him and say, let's talk some politics, big Mal.
It's the Rush Hour with MG.
Order.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Let's go to our man, Mad Dog.
Next. He knows everything.
The health hacker. He fixed the Canberra Raiders last week. Hey, maybe we can ask him to fix the voting system.
Why not?
All right. Up next, Adam McDougal, The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, it's the morning after Origin. The series is done. It's been won. The Shield is back on New South Wales soil. And this time last week, we spoke to our next guest. And what's great about this show, MG, I think, is that we solve problems.
Many problems.
We have fun.
Yes.
We talk sport, but we solve problems.
We have joy, we have fun, we have season in the sun.
But last, when we spoke to this man, the Canberra Raiders had a problem. The last 10 minutes of their game,
and guess what,
was not going well.
He fixed it.
We brought this man on, Adam McDougall, the host of the Health Hacker podcast, available on Podcast One. Mad Dog, we brought you on, you fixed the problem for the Raiders, and they go out, well, you suggested a solution for the Raiders, and they go out and get it done in the final 5 minutes of the game.
I'd love to take all the credit. I tell you what, I think they just ran out of umbrellas at Belmore Sports Ground. The guys just took a Ricky Stewart spitting all over them with rage. So they had to do something to stop him from spraying them. So they went out there and produced in the last 10 minutes. And wasn't it amazing to see Blake Austin, you know, a little man, come on and make the difference in a side that has really struggled at the back end of the season with big men?
Unbelievable. More further evidence, drop the interchange. You know, let's get the interchange down to 6 or 4 straight away, because it allows the little guys in our games to be scary once again.
Mad Dog, let's move on to another problem. The Roosters and the Panthers have both ruled out their Origin stars for this weekend's NRL games. Wanted to ask you about Origin recovery. Are they doing the right thing by their players and not letting them play? Is it beneficial that the players get a run in? What's the ideal recovery time, I guess, after a game like State of Origin 3?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, from a muscular point of view, we know it's going to take, you know, at least, you know, 5 days to recover from the wear and tear of Origin. But more importantly, for Origin, the build-up, the mental anguish, the intensity of the moment, it could take these players, you know, 2 to 3 weeks to fully recover from this emotionally, which means they're more susceptible to injuries. In the short answer, definitely the best thing they can do. If you can afford to rest your players, look at Kalyn Ponga for the Knights. He went out after Origin 2. Emotionally gave it everything he had. Physically, he was drained, and he went out and tore a hamstring.
Yeah, very good point. In my limited time in rep footy in the early 90s, I know that I'd rather play maybe 24 or 48 hours after the soreness sets in than maybe 3 or 4 days after. Mad Dog, what about yourself when you were in your rep career? Do you find it more advantageous to play maybe a day or two after or 3 or 4 days after you'd play a big game?
Great question, MG. You know, personally, you hit the nail on the head there. Straight after Origin's the best time to play, because a thing called delayed muscle onset soreness sets in about 48 hours after you've exercised hard. So you're going to be a lot sore a few days later. And, you know, you think about it, the average punter out there going to the gym for the first time before summer to get beach ready. 2 days after you've done some weights, you can't even wash your hair. I don't have to worry about that. But that's when soreness generally sets in.
This bloke on the end of the phone here is probably the only New South Welshman who thinks that Billy Slater deserved the medal, Wally Lewis medal.
Mad Dog.
Talk to us about that, big fella.
Well, as you know, guys, I'm a nerd when it comes to statistics and maths, which I did at uni. Now, it's a 4-point system, the Origin Man of Match award system for player of the series, not a 3-point system where it's 2-1, 2-3. It's actually 4 points man of the match. So Billy Slater did get the man of the match last night, which is arguably over DC. There's 4 points. He was arguably the second best player or even the third best player in game two, so there's, let's say, 7 points for argument's sake. The only bloke, in my opinion, which was player of the series, was the fullback, obviously, for New South Wales,
Tedesco.
Now, he was man of the match first game, 3-4 points. Second game, maybe was one of the, you know, top three players, so there's, that say, 2 points, 6 points. He wouldn't have got a point last night, guys, so he may have finished on equal points or a point behind, you know, Billy Slater, as far as I'm concerned. But more importantly, guys, imagine if one of the three other GOATs had played. Look at the difference Billy Slater made.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
imagine
yeah.
if Cameron Smith played. We know the impact he has on a game compared to Billy Slater. New South Wales wouldn't have won, guys. It's incredible just how much that maroon jersey does when they pull it off.
Just to calm down all the New South Wales people listening who are ready to find out where Adam McDougall lives, what you're saying isn't so much that you think Billy Slater should have won the player of the series, is that you understand how he won it.
Yeah, because it was a point system. This is the whole argument, isn't it? Like, if it wasn't 4-3-2-1, he probably doesn't win it.
But do you think he should have won it, Adam?
you could argue that a player of the series should come from a winning side.
Yes. There we go.
MG, we've got the perfect bloke. We've got Adam McDougall, the health hacker. He's an economist. He's a sports scientist. He's a former football player. Mad Dog, your challenge, before we speak to you next week, is devise the new system by which the player of the series should be determined.
I'll do that, and I'll tell you what, there'll be some weight on winning the series, MG. There needs to be weight on winning the series.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Mr. Fix It again.
Adam McDougall, the host of the Health Hacker podcast, available on Podcast One. Absolutely check it out. And we'll speak to you next week when you have solved the player of the series medal issue.
Can't wait.
Always a pleasure, guys.
I look forward to that. It's really exciting.
Never a chore with the Mad Dog, is it?
No, absolutely. Next week is going to be a belter. I'm excited. Okay. The anticipation is building. We might have to build a teaser campaign
He's like a jack of all trades. He's a mathematician. He's a stat man.
He's like
a mind bender.
He's like a bigger, bolder Yoda. For what it's worth as well, we put this out on our Twitter, at Rush Hour Triple M, who was your New South Wales player of the series. Mm. Now, Twitter only lets you put four options up.
You found that out the hard way, didn't
I know. I put Boyd Corner, James Maloney, James Tedesco, and Tom Trbojevic as the four options. Did I get shouted down for not including Damien Cook?
As you should have.
71% of people said that Damien Cook was the player of the series.
Yep.
But then 45% of people said it was James Tedesco. So you figure out those maths.
You can take one of six of New South Wales. And that's the thing. I think if the three judges vote, you know, come up with a New South Wales player and they said, whichever player they said, we wouldn't have cared.
Exactly.
Because six or seven could have got it.
Exactly. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG. The World Cup. The final has been decided.
Yeah.
And so is our bet.
France and Croatia, here they come, Monday morning.
Let's talk that next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG.
Yes, my friend.
This happened in the wee hours of this morning.
You cannot envisage such drama. If you go to the cinema or the theatre, to the realms of fiction, pick up a book, this is beyond the wit of authors and film directors. It's pure, unadulterated, edge-of-the-seat sport. The World Cup final is within Croatia's grasp, but they've got to defend this free kick here, and it's headed away, and maybe that's the last crisis. And Croatia go to the final. History made. It's wonderful. It seemed to be in the stars for England, but those stars are desolate with disappointment.
It's not coming home.
No, and our bet is off now because we said that if
Well, I've got the audio from our bet. For those that might not have heard it, this is the bet MG and I made, I think at the group stage once Australia went out, we needed another team and we got onboarding on and this was the bet we made.
Every game I've got to see some of it.
Can I make a deal with you right now?
You can make a deal.
If England make the final,
yes.
Can we paint your head like a soccer ball?
Only if we can get a tattoo of an English flag on your bum.
Yes, MG. I think that is an excellent bet. I will definitely do that if England make the final. I am 100% in on that bet.
Huh? Yeah, he's gone quiet now. You're a little quiet boy, haven't you? Mate.
That was our bet.
You just added something to that today. Last bit when you were talking like a robot.
That was legitimate audio.
Yes,
I was completely in on getting the tattoo.
So you've went back on the audio. You've realised that you said if they make the final.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
As you heard from that audio.
As you're listening at home, Liam's nose is almost touching you from across the desk, you Pinocchio.
As you heard from that audio, that completely untouched, authentic audio, I was in on the bet. I was going to get the tattoo if England had made the final.
Wow, you disappoint me, mate. You disappoint me. I thought I brought you up better than that.
Hey,
brother.
Speaking of disappointing,
yes.
You're leaving us for a week, MG.
I am. I'm doing what the Panthers and the Roosters are doing. I'm having a rest.
You're battered and bruised, we're giving you a week off.
A week off. We're going to have a rotating cast of different hosts I'm very happy to say.
You're going to take a break, but we're not. The show will push on. I'll still be here and in your chair.
Mm.
It's the Rush Hour without MG next week. We are going to have a different co-host for every day next week. So make sure you're tuning in. We might even run a little bit of a game on our socials to tease who it is every day. But
nice.
We've got them all locked in. There's some big names coming through, MG.
Okay, well, I'll see you in about 10 days' time.
All right.
I've got the footy tomorrow night at the Penrith and Sharkies.
That's right. We're at round 18. Kicks off tomorrow night. It's a great round of footy. You can hear the first game tomorrow night. Panthers taking on the Sharks. 6 o'clock right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Giddy up. Have a great one. Adios.
What are we meant to say?
He's Liam. I'm MG. I'm on holidays.
He's clocked off.
Stay random, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new today.